Hands shot up all around the Security Council on Friday as Brazilian Council President Maria Luiza Ribeiro Viotti called for those in favor of the resolution condemning Israeli settlement building. When Viotti asked for those opposed, one lonely hand shot up, that of Susan Rice, the American ambassador to the UN. Rice's veto was one more in a long line of vetoes in support of America's ally Israel, and it meant that the resolution could not pass in spite of the overwhelming support of more than 115 nations. After the vote, the first ambassador to speak was the one who cast the veto, American Ambassador Susan Rice, who condemned Israeli settlement building all the while defending her veto.
While we agree with our fellow council members, and indeed with the wider world, about the folly and illegitimacy of continued Israeli settlement activity, we think it unwise for this council to attempt to resolve the core issues that divide Israelis and Palestinians. We therefore, regrettably, have opposed this draft resolution.
U.S. allies Germany, France, and the United Kingdom all disagreed with the veto in a joint statement read by the British ambassador.
The United Kingdom, France, and Germany are seriously concerned about the current stalemate in the Middle East peace process. We each voted in favor of the draft Security Council resolution because our views on settlements, including in East Jerusalem, are clear. They are illegal under international law, an obstacle to peace, and constitute a threat to a two-state solution.
Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour was joined by Lebanese ambassador Nawaf Salam after the vote, as both men condemned the U.S. veto. To reporters gathered outside the Security Council chambers, each man also vowed to keep on fighting until the Palestinian aspiration to be a nation is realized.
The main objective of this institution is to uphold international law. This is why we came to the Security Council, and this is why we will continue coming back to the Security Council. We think it has a role to play.
Palestinian leaders say talks with Israel are impossible with construction taking place, which they say undermines the territorial integrity of their future state. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.